This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Welcome to another episode of Outsource Accelerator. My name is Derek Gallimore, and today I am joined by Paul Paco. We are actually talking live at a hackathon in Manila. If you haven't heard the prior episode with Paul, please go and have a listen. That is episode 32. In this episode, we discuss hackathons and specifically the government support and infrastructure around the development of the tech scene and all of the ecosystem and industry that sprouts up around that. It's a really great episode and one with a lot of insight in terms of how these things happen and the maturation curves and actually how quickly it can happen with a bit of proactivity from the government and other institutions. So really a huge amount of insight here from Paul, and I hope you enjoy. If you do want any contact details or the notes, go to our website, which is outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast/episode44. Okay, joined again today by Paul Paco. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Derek.
And we're actually at this hackathon, the Angel Hack in Makati. And Paul, today I want to talk to you about the environment that is helping spawn startups and techies around the Philippines. You have been running hackathons for 5 years now, and how do you see corporates and government getting on board with this growing fertile environment?
So from the very start, I think in the Philippines, this ecosystem was supported by the telecom companies. But at the very beginning, the government started asking how they can support it. So we now have the DICT, the Department of ICT, which is to be under the DOST. So
that's a lot of letters.
Yeah, so DOST is Department of Science and Technology, and DICT is Information and Communications Technology. Yeah. So we've had government support from the very beginning, in a way. So I just had a talk with one of the secretaries yesterday, and basically they said they've agreed there's at least three different agencies who are collaborating and cooperating to help this kind of ecosystem. So the first one, the DICT, has said they want to be involved in the grassroots, meaning in finding out all these nascent technologies and startups and helping them start.
And then how do they do that? Through
they have like a caravan, they have a roadshow. Oh, wow. In other words, they have what they call they look at cities where my joke here is like whenever I go to these cities, when I ask them there's a Starbucks, they'll say there'll be a Starbucks in 6 months. So they're going to cities where there's no Starbucks yet.
Wow.
But there's going to be a Starbucks in 6 months. So they want to invest infrastructure there. Right. And structure. So they're looking for these places. Like maybe they'll start with a BPO and then very, very quickly they'll put together a startup ecosystem there. So DICT will be the one going around the country for this grassroots level of involvement and like forging all the players and the stakeholders, like probably like the ICT councils on the provincial on a city level. But that's the grassroots. And then Department of Science and Technology has agreed they will be the one in charge of technology, meaning looking for this technology, making these technologies available, maybe as programs. And then Department of trade and industry will be the one in charge of growing. So once you have the grassroots, it starts, then they will look for products and start promoting them, getting them a regional market, a global market. So it's cool that these agencies have actually agreed on very segmented parts of the ecosystem, and they wanna help each other and collaborate with each other so that the Filipino technology ecosystem, startup ecosystem will actually fly much faster. So I learned this yesterday, so it's cool you're interviewing me now because I learned this. They just got
that. And they're pretty proactive, yeah?
Yeah, and then this very things, they have a program called Slingshot, and it's gonna be part of the ASEAN thing. Like, they're putting this in terms of this is how the Philippines can be competitive even around the region with other ASEAN countries. So I think this is an awesome development.
And so the government, the Philippines is obviously a developing country, and there's still a lot of people that need to get on the educational grid and into good employment. But one of the major contributors to the economy is BPO and outsourcing, which is actually a pretty technologically advanced sector, isn't it? And so the government is seeing that and supporting the technological development maybe than a lot of other developing countries, is that right?
Yes. So the thing is, a BPO is a very good signal when you go to a city, like, what can jumpstart a startup ecosystem? So a BPO, I think, is a very good start because that means that you need the basic infrastructure in place, right? You need at least fiber, DSL, all these internet lines. Yeah. And then you start training people to speak English with all the neutral American accents. Yeah. And then, of course, what happens is that increases the prosperity in that region. And then, of course, the people who invest this will now have extra cash. So,
and it gets them into a 9-to-5 job. It gets them into working on a computer.
Yeah,
it makes
working on a computer something very normal. Yeah. Talking, like, I was talking to someone, like, they had a British telco account, and like I was shocked. Like, she was talking to me in a British accent. Like, she could just turn it on and off.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's normal for them. And like, she was even explaining to me, this is how you solve, this is how you get a telco account. You know, like, she's telling me the bureaucratic process in UK.
Mm-hmm.
So meaning mentally even, it changes, I think, the way they think, because this is how it's done in the UK. Maybe they can improve the way they do it in this country. So this is something that starts when you have a BPO, and that what happens is at the end of this cycle, maybe 3 to 4 years down the line, everyone is prosperous in that region. The founders or the investors in this BPO now have extra cash.
Mm.
So when we now organize all these other startup events and with funders like Geeks on a Beach, some of the people there are BPO owners who said, like, we're looking for the next best thing. Like, we've now done 2 or 3 BPOs. We want to do, like, diversify. And where do we put our extra cash, right? So what happens is they become either angels or super angels.
Right.
Or they become a limited partners in all this new VC, micro VC movement happening in the region. So it's all...
There's a sort of maturation.
Yeah, it's an emerging thing, but it makes sense, right? I mean, it's... And then when the government is supporting all these programs in the, you know, my 6 months later, you have a Starbucks. They know exactly what to do in that city, right? So just give them a telco, a fiber DSL line, and something's going to happen, which is cool because I work for a telco, right? So that means it's something that can happen very, very quickly, and it's supported by a government.
Perfect. Thank you, Paul. Okay. Hope you learnt a lot there. Paul's a great guy and is super connected in the tech world. And it's great to see how there's such a budding environment for technology in the Philippines. So if you do want to get in touch with Paul, go to our show notes. If you want to know anything about this episode, go to our show notes. And they are at outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast/episode44. And if you have any questions for us here at Outsource Accelerator, just drop us an email, and you can do that to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com.